I was at a public event being introduced as the incoming board chair of a large nonprofit. The person introducing me spoke enthusiastically about my warmth, approachability, and sense of humor. He talked about the heart I bring to my decisions and how fully engaged I am in my community activities. I sensed that description of me would surprise colleagues in the audience who only knew my office persona. When I took the microphone, I said, "Yes, that was me he was talking about, in case you couldn't tell." A few days later, my boss at that time gave me some feedback. "Kathy, people who work with you in the community love you, but not everyone at the bank loves you like that. Figure out what is different when you are in the community and see if you can bring that person to work." That was hard for me to hear, and it was one of the most important pieces of feedback I've ever received. I realized I was giving myself permission to be my authentic self in the community, but at work, I was behaving in ways that I thought I should behave. I was imitating the behavior of others, and I did not feel confident unless I had the approval of others. Since then, I have made it my mission to show up with confidence and to be my true self. I have found that influence and authenticity are inextricably linked.